Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. The Qalam Podcast has become an important part of people's lives all around the world. There are millions of people benefiting from the podcast every single day. Thousands of hours of content, dozens of different series from all the different teachers and scholars here at Qalam. All of this is delivered to the community free of charge. We are excited and actively working to grow and increase our efforts to deliver more and more benefit to the community. We ask you to support our efforts and become part of the Qalam family. Please go to qalamfamily.com and sign up to contribute to this Sadaqah Jariyah on a monthly basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters and beloved youth, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our master, our creator, our nourisher, and we send our choicest salutations upon our Habib, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his companions, his family, and all those that follow him until the day of judgment. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst them. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. We are at the doorstep of the month of Ramadan. And the blessings of Ramadan and the atmosphere of this beautiful month is something that we start to sense an experience before the arrival of the month itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in place different events, different days, different circumstances that we experience and we start feeling those blessings of the month of Ramadan. This is why in the month of Sha'ban, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only encouraged us to increase in good, but he himself would fast more in the month of Sha'ban than any other month of the year. The Prophet ﷺ made it very visibly known to the people around him that the month of Ramadan was approaching. And as the month of Ramadan approaches, not the Prophet ﷺ showed that excitement to his community through his worship and through his actions. They saw the Prophet fasting more, it excited them. They saw the Prophet ﷺ praying more in Sha'ban, it created a sense of excitement within the companions that the month of Ramadan is coming. We had the 15th of Sha'ban in this blessed month. It's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by these different moments and different dates, is laying out the red carpet for the arrival of this beautiful guest, the month of Ramadan. That guest that comes once a year, that guest that comes in and changes our lives, that guest that comes in and helps us connect back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And along with the excitement that many of us are experiencing and feeling, because we're only 2 days away or 3 days away from this blessed month, there may be several of us or many of us that have a sense of anxiety and are scared about how we may do this Ramadan. Will we get through this Ramadan and achieve the goals that we have for ourselves? Are we going to enter this month of Ramadan and get rid of the bad habits that we've been hoping to get rid of for so long? How is this Ramadan going to shape out for us? And when you look at the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ and you analyze the month of Ramadan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instituted fasting, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that fard upon the community of the Prophet ﷺ, we learned that it only happened in the time of Medina. It only happened during the Medinian period, after the Prophet ﷺ migrated to the blessed city. So for 12 years or 13 years, the first 15 years, the Prophet ﷺ and the companions are not necessarily fasting the fast of Ramadan. The first 13 to 15 years is about connecting to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about building a relationship with the Quran. And even then, the Quran wasn't revealed in its totality. There were bits and pieces of the Quran. So the Sahaba couldn't make an entire khatam of the Quran because they only had a portion of it. But their engagement in the month of Ramadan was about how do we connect to the Quran and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is how Allah describes it in the Quran. When He introduces this month, and this is the only time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ramadan in this manner, and He says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. It is a month in which the Quran was revealed. What is Ramadan? It's a month of the Quran. When was the Quran revealed? In the month of Ramadan. We know that this is what the month of Ramadan revolves around. And so in the time of Medina, when the Prophet ﷺ is now being commanded to fast, and the Muslims are being commanded to fast, what are they doing? Many of them are only Muslim for a couple of years now, maybe a few months. So many of them are still struggling with their salah. So many of them are still getting used to what it means to live a Muslim lifestyle. They don't know how Ramadan is going to work for them. And then if you look deeper into when Allah made the fasting of Ramadan fard, it was only in the month of Sha'ban that these verses of Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ were revealed. Those verses of the obligation of fasting were revealed in the month of Sha'ban, just a couple of weeks before the month of Ramadan. So the Sahaba were given a heads up, a 2-week notice or a 3-week notice of this month of Ramadan. You're not only going to interact with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Ramadan you're also going to be fasting from the break of dawn until sunset. So they were anxious. They were scared. They didn't know if they could make it happen. Some of them were still struggling with the different vices and evils that they had while they were non-Muslim, because many of them are new Muslims. So many of them are struggling with those evils that may have not been made haram at that point, including things like alcohol. So you have people in that community who are struggling with addiction. You have folks in that community, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, that are trying to grapple with this idea of, we have all of these struggles, and now, from the break of dawn until sunset, we're going to fast. So this idea, or this feeling, is a very normal and natural feeling. However, when we enter this blessed month of Ramadan, we know and we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we enter this month, because it is only Him and His love that has brought us to this month. Allah is bringing us to this blessed moment because He sees something good in each and every one of you. There is khair in each and every one of you. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he says to us that all of you are like mines of gold and silver. Sometimes we don't recognize that ourselves. Sometimes we don't see the goodness that we have within ourselves. And the month of Ramadan is actually a month that is meant to explore and find that beauty that's hidden within us. For some of us, we didn't know that we could push ourselves to a particular point. And this month of Ramadan exposed that for us. We were able to now figure out that I do have the capacity to accomplish certain goals. I do have the ability to find time in my schedule. I do have the strength to stay awake and pray qiyam at night. I didn't think I had it during the year, but the blessings of Ramadan are so amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated it for me. That's what the month of Ramadan is about. Finding yourself. Finding the person you've always been, but the person that has been hidden away from you yourself at times. That is what the month of Ramadan is all about. And so as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit with the companions on the opening night of Ramadan, he would share with them why and how this month was extremely blessed. Everything from how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of this very month of Ramadan, He opens the doors of Jannah. Every single door from the 8 doors of Jannah are wide open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the doors of hell. We can think of this as a physical closing. And we can also think of this from a spiritual perspective, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening His doors of mercy, forgiveness, and salvation for every single one of us. And how Allah is closing that door of punishment. Allah is closing that door of evil and harm in this blessed month. And in that very narration, what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shackle the shayateen and the jinn during this month. What does that mean? We could understand it again from a very apparent meaning, that literally the shayateen are chained up and shackled, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't let them interfere with us, doesn't let them interfere with our journey of going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or building a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we can think of it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating opportunities of khair and removing the doors or the paths of shar for us by removing the influence of shaitan. So think of it as apparently the way that the hadith mentions it, or think of it as a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps remove the influence of evil and the shayateen in this month. But that is what this month is all about. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes on and he mentions, a announcer will say, every day there's an announcer from the heavens that will say, Ya baghi al khair, those of you who are striving to do good, those of you who are seeking khair and seeking good, the heaven and the caller will say, keep coming closer. Every moment in this month of Ramadan, there is an announcement made to us, all of us who desire to do good, and Allah is saying, come closer. This announcer is saying, keep coming. This Jannah is closer to you than ever before. And then the announcer will say, Ya baghi ash-shar, oh, the one who is seeking evil, move away. This isn't for you. This Jannah may not be ready for you. Move away from this path, because this path is for those who are truly trying to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the hadith goes on to mention, along with that, that it is in this month of Ramadan that every single night, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ, every single night, وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ, every single night, in this blessed month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing or removing the names of people, those who are destined to the hellfire. The doors are closed, and the names of the people that were destined to hellfire, Allah's mercy is such that Allah, every single night, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people are being forgiven. Go ahead. Your name is now on the list of the people of Jannah. That is the blessing of this month that the Prophet ﷺ speaks about. And as he would approach the month of Ramadan, he didn't approach it in a way that we usually approach it. Right? We break the month of Ramadan three different sections. We have the first 10 days and the second 10 days and the third 10 days. We generally attribute mercy and forgiveness and salvation to these 10 days. But the Prophet ﷺ and the pious, the way that they approached it, wasn't first, second, third. The first 10 days we're all excited. Masjids are filled. There is this like vibe that we create, mashallah. And then the second 10 days is the dip, where majority of us struggle. Majority of us struggle with our fast, struggle with our khatam, struggle with the masjid, struggle with all the different things that we're trying to accomplish. And then the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we're back in the race again, and we're like, we need to do this. The Prophet ﷺ and the pious of the past, their breakdown of Ramadan was, we have the first 20 days, where we got to push ourselves, and then the last 10 days, where we just got to kill it. These last 10 days, we got to go above and beyond. And they would see this from the Prophet ﷺ too. The first 20 days, the Prophet ﷺ went out of his way to show the community what it means to be a Ramadan Muslim. This term Ramadan Muslim is something that we generally look down upon. But the idea is the Prophet ﷺ is teaching every single one of us, regardless of where we are on this journey, we're all Ramadan Muslims. Every single one of us is required to do better in this month. The Prophet did more in this month than outside of this month. Those who are already connected to Allah or who may be on this quote-unquote like journey of religiosity at the top, they also are going to become a little different in this month of Ramadan. And the one who is struggling to even pray the daily prayers, the one who is struggling to even identify as Muslim, in this month, even that person is going to be a little different. We're all Ramadan Muslims. So the Prophet ﷺ through example would show the first 20 days you go all out. And then the Sahaba mentioned, in the last 10 days, the Prophet ﷺ would literally tie his izar. He would tie his lower garment. And what that meant was, the Prophet ﷺ was all about business now. It was all about worship. It was all about going to the next level. So if in the first 20 days, the Prophet ﷺ accomplished X goal, the Prophet ﷺ pushed himself even more in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And that's what the companions saw. And when the companions saw that, they also wanted to implement it. And that is why for us to want to accomplish those goals, it's not about hanging out with people that don't set goals for themselves, but hang around people that actually want to accomplish something this Ramadan. Spend time with people who want to dedicate their day to the Quran. Be around people that want to recite and be in Qiyam at night. And very simply put, be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is where you will find the people of the Quran, that is where you will find the people of Qiyam, that is where you will find the people of knowledge, that is where you will find the people of piety. Allah in the Quran teaches us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the people of piety. In the month of Ramadan, you will find them all in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our home. Al-Masjidu Baytu Kulli Mu'min. And more so in Ramadan, we tend to make the masjid our home, where we are spending majority of our time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're making an extra effort to, you know, leave work to pray dhuhr at the masjid. We're making an extra effort to leave work early to get home for iftar, to be able to pray taraweeh with the community. That is what we set for ourselves in this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to us, out of His mercy and love and compassion, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. You and I thought that Ramadan was meant to be a burden. You and I may think that Ramadan was meant to be a struggle. Allah defines Ramadan as what? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ. Allah wants ease for you. He didn't mean to make life difficult for you. Allah is not finding joy in you having to give up your caffeine in the month of Ramadan. That doesn't make Allah happy. It doesn't give Him joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not becoming, you know, happy to see you suffer through the night because you got to wake up early for suhoor. Rather, Allah is extremely in love with the idea that my servant is willing to make that sacrifice, that my servant is willing to give up what they love because they love me more. They're willing to give up their food and their drink, and they're willing to give up their caffeine for the day, and they're willing to stand in qiyam at night, and sometimes it can get complicated and difficult, but they're willing to do it because they have love of Allah in their hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes this month of Ramadan a month of ease for us. Ameen. As Allah has described it as an ease for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month a month of success, Ameen. A month of blessings, Ameen. A month of His mercy, a month of His forgiveness. Ameen. May Allah allow this month to be a month in which we refine ourselves, Ameen. That we find the good and the beauty that Allah has placed within every one of us. Ameen. May Allah allow this month of Ramadan to be the means of us giving up evil and our sins. Ameen. May this be the turning point of our lives. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al muslimin min kulli dhanbin fastaghfiru innahu huwa al ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وَعَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, the month of Ramadan, and as we approach this month, many of us are going to set goals for ourselves. We have goals of what we want to accomplish this month of Ramadan, our to-do list. I want to fast, obviously, hopefully we can all get through the fast. And I will say for those who are not able to fast, know that there is no guilt in not being physically able to fast because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that concession. For those who are excused, Allah has excused you. Not the Imam Sahib. Not the Shaykh. Allah is excusing you from fasting. So know that the month of Ramadan, even if you can't pray or fast during particular days, that's still a month of blessings and mercy for you. That you continue to take advantage of those moments and of the time in different ways. You change up the way you worship. You change up the way that you make the ibadah and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, we're going to start making those lists of, I need to do a khatam of the Quran. I need to do X number of rak'ahs every night. I need to make sure that I am including some adhkar into my daily routine. I'm going to make sure that I am including some type of halaqa every week maybe. But along with all of that, remember this idea or this concept of less is more. What does this idea, less is more, mean? It means that even if we start this month of Ramadan and set a goal for ourselves, that we're just going to eliminate some of those sins that we have been committing all year round. Just going to eliminate those sins. Just eliminating those evils from your life will bring such blessings and barakah in your life that you will naturally be motivated to do good. Goodness is sometimes stunted when there is evil involved. We want to do good, we want to do khair, we want to find khair within our lives, but sometimes we can't achieve those goals because there's so much evil that is still that still exists within our lives. So make sure that part of the goals that we set for ourselves is that this Ramadan, I'm going to get rid of this sin. And I'm going to make sure that I continue to leave this sin until the day I die. That's the intention that you make. And I'll conclude with what the spirit of Ramadan is meant to be. It is not just a month where we stay hungry from the break of dawn until sunset. It's not just a month in which we stand up at night and make qiyam. Because the Prophet says to us, how many people are they? How many people are there that fast from morning till evening and do nothing and get nothing from that fast except hunger? How many people are there that stand at night in qiyam and pray to Allah and get nothing from that qiyam except they're tired? So it's not just about the fast. It's not necessarily about the standing. It's about the spirit of the fast, and it's about the spirit that you have within that standing. What is your intention? Along with your fasting, are you giving up all the other evils of the tongue? Can I make a goal this month of Ramadan that along with eating less, that I'm going to speak less? And then if I have to speak, I'm only going to say that which is beneficial. Because we can fast in Ramadan and we can stand at night in Qiyam, but if our tongue is still being used to abuse those around us, if our tongue is still being used to harm our loved ones and those who are coming into the masjid and those who are leaving the masjid, have we truly benefited from the blessing and the spirit of that fast? And so make a commitment that we're going to eat less this Ramadan, that we're going to speak less this Ramadan, and that we're going to sleep less this Ramadan. And naturally, some of that already happens. But do it with this intention that, oh Allah, I am doing it to truly benefit from the spirit of this month of Ramadan, and that I can transform and become a new person. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum al amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awat ya rabbal alamin. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذ من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ومعهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة